That is a process. Absolutely. You have to draw from real life situations. That's what makes it special. That's what makes people, you know, be able to feel it more and be emotionally attached, because 9 times out of 10, the things that we're going through, other people obviously are going through.
That's Grammy-winning rapper and actor from the Fast and Furious movie franchise, Ludacris, talking about his writing process when he makes music. It's a really interesting conversation with him about just how he came up in the business. He started when he was 9 rapping. He's got 4 girls now, and the effect that his daughters have had on his life. And he's got a new animated series based on his daughter's interests and motivations. A really cool conversation with him. Before we get to that interview, I decided to kind of put a little camera on my body, wear a little body cam that nobody would notice, to see what kind of a reaction people have to me as a human being. And in looking at the footage, people find me boring. They ignore me a lot and don't make eye contact with me. They actually turn away in mid-conversation. I think I have a lot of problems and issues as a human being. I'm not sure what it is or why, but yeah, here's a tip for you. Don't do this yourself. It doesn't make you feel good after you watch the body cam footage. All right. Enjoy Ludacris. Thanks for checking out the podcast. And as usual, check out the YouTube channel and all my other platforms. We've got a whole bunch of stuff we've been posting on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy Ludacris. My guest this week is a multi-platinum album-selling and 3-time Grammy Award-winning rapper and actor. You know him from the Fast and Furious franchise, Crash, Hustle and Flow, Ludacris. Great to have you on, man.
Hey, man. Even more of a pleasure to be on.
Well, thank you. You're a dad. I'm a dad. But, you know, you got 4 girls. I have 1 boy. And all I can say is, why didn't you stop at 1? Are you an insane human being? Oh, my God.
Sometimes you just try to populate the earth, man, because you want to be the change you want to see. And so you're able to mold these human beings into people that are going to contribute to this society and to this world. So I was motivated by that a little bit.
That's
especially
awesome.
Because I have very powerful young girls that are going to grow up to rule the world one day.
That's a perfect segue into talking about this animated series that you created and you're producing called Karma's World, that follows Karma Grant, an aspiring musical artist and rapper. It really is an empowering series. And what I really like about it is sort of the positivity and the message that you just said and what you're trying to get through in the series. What was it that spurred you to make this, seeing your girls running around the house and wanting to kind of leave a legacy for them?
That's actually a really good question. So my daughter, man, my oldest daughter, she was 6 years old. She used to come into my home studio and say she wanted to rap all the time. And I had to kick her out, but she was so consistent that one day I had to sit her down and just say, if you want to talk about, you know, you want to rap, you have to talk about what goes on in your life, which is pretty much narrowed down to just education and learning morals, of course, having fun, but, you know, certain self-esteem and self-confidence issues that they all go through as well. And so it was very interesting. We started coming up with these different concepts and it birthed this idea. And it started out as a website. So this was over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So right now, man, we finally, man, after all this time, Karma's World Animation, about a young girl who wants to change the world through her music and find her voice, is worldwide.
Wow. It's on Netflix. It's out now as we speak. What did you... your own experience. I mean, you started rapping when you were 9 and obviously huge in the business. What of your own, not just life experiences, but sort of life experiences in the music business, have you layered into this series at all in terms of a life lesson for any aspiring artist or a rapper?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these episodes are based off real life situations, since we're talking about that, because you know, karma's gone through certain things. And, you know, same thing with me. You're able to take all of these different experiences and put them in, because you don't want kids for Karma's World. You want them to be able to relate to what's going on and feel like they're not alone. And that's what this is about.
What did you discover in making this that you didn't under, like, you know, being a parent, like, you know, like I have a podcast, and one time I had my son, he was like 13, and a couple of his friends. And I said to them, like, what is it about parents that we don't get, that you think we don't get about you? And they instantly said, you don't give us enough credit for being able to think on our own. Right. And I'm wondering, what sort of epiphanies came to you and sort of the way you're raising your daughters, or just what children are experiencing that maybe you wouldn't have kind of seen or been aware of had you not made this series?
Man, just how hard it is to navigate through this world, especially now with all the social media and stuff going on. And, you know, like I said earlier, just about kids being able to relate to one another and what they're going through and the doubts that they may have in their minds. And then, you know, getting people to help them with their confidence and let them know they're not alone. And these are things that, you know, every human being goes through. So I think sometimes as parents, we kind of, you know, overlook those things. And it's a very serious problem.
Yeah. I mean, there was that testimony from the Facebook whistleblower about Instagram and anorexia and what, and I didn't really realize that until I watched that testimony and the effect, especially Instagram, can have on young girls. Are you sort of sitting down as you do this series and sort of storyboarding or charting out or outlining like things that you want to hit on in the series, or who is your daughter? What is the sort of the process that you guys have, and what kind of themes are you trying to hit on?
Well, that's the easy part, because a lot of this is based on things she actually went through. So, you know, there's a situation with her name being Karma, being very unique, and her wanting to change it one day because she was getting teased by kids. And a lot of kids have unique names, so it's important they realize that. You know, something about her hair. There's a whole episode of her being proud about her hair, because one time, you know, the texture of her hair might be different from a lot of her friends, and people coming and touching it and not knowing the etiquette of what's supposed to happen. So to answer your question, these are real life situations, man. That's what makes it even more relatable and even that much more special. So this Friday, you know, like I said, all the world will be able to check it out. And the first episode is actually up on YouTube right now. So the soundtrack and the whole season comes out this Friday, October 15th. Man, I couldn't be more proud.
And did you find, as in the music business for you, like, there had to be some big eye openers that, you know, like, wow, I didn't think it was this hard, or it was like this. Like, do you, as you were coming up, like, what were some of the, like, wow, really?
Yeah, that's a good question, bro. To do animation and to do it right, sometimes it could take up to 2 to 3 years. So being patient, I had to learn patience, if anything.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow. And then obviously the writing process is a little more strenuous. Because as Ludacris, I could kind of write whatever the hell I want, say what I want to. But when it comes to children, of course, you got to go through different passes, yeah. Make sure every single word is
right.
The way it needs to be. It can be relatable.
Right.
So I just say it just takes a lot longer, but the end result is just even better.
Yeah,
just because of that.
So you're getting like your editor going, sorry, Chris, you can't do F-bombs in an animated children's series. So we're going to have to.
There you go.
What? Did,
got it.
What is your writing process like? You know, I'm a comedian, and sort of, I just sort of grab things from my life and the world. And I tend to, the stuff that I like the most is of what I write is the stuff that comes from a real emotional place and a strong point of view. And I imagine it's similar in writing music and rap, but like, what is your, are you grabbing from your real life most of the time, or from topical events? Like, what is your process?
That is the process. Absolutely. You have to draw from real life situations. That's what makes it special. That's what makes people, you know, be able to feel it more and be emotionally attached, because 9 times out of 10, the things that we're going through, other people obviously are going through.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sometimes you're saying something that someone's feeling, or maybe a lot of the times that they don't have, and then they don't have that outlet to express it. And you're that person, you're sort of that muse for them, or that sort of voice that can get their feelings expressed and maybe make them feel a little bit better that they're not alone in a certain situation. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing this series, on an ongoing basis? You know, is this a limited 10 episodes and then you kick into another season, or what's the game plan on that?
Man, this is for the first season, it's 15 episodes.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. We'll see. So far the response has been overwhelming, you know, for this. So, you know, with the fans and all the people that is garnering so much attention, we'll see about the second season.
Yeah.
People to YouTube to check out the first episode right now.
Yeah, we'll definitely plug that again and let folks know about it. And we'll be posting this also in social media, and we'll definitely put it there. When you started rapping at 9, like, what was it about that at that such a young age that drew you to that? What was when you look back now, if you have a sense of that?
I think it was just, you know, what drew it to me is just a love for music, a love for hip hop, being instantly drawn to it. And then when I did it, you know, I was able to write. A lot of my friends would just keep saying, like, we want to hear more. We want to hear more. So that just kind of made my self-confidence grow and made me realize that I might have a talent here that a lot of people may not, because they just wanted me to keep rapping.
Yeah. What has it been like? Have there ever been things that you wanted to write in your music or write about that you just hit a block and you can't, or you felt uncomfortable talking about, or have there ever been those moments for you?
That's the thing about hip hop music, man. No, you can talk about whatever the hell you
right.
want to. That's the freedom of speech aspect of it. But
right.
Yeah.
Well, what I like about you is it's sort of your work is it's personal, but also you're not afraid to take stands, you know, whether it's Jesse Jackson, John McCain, whatever it might be, Obama, like, you put yourself out there. You clearly are do a lot of thinking in sort of your process, it seems. That's what comes through in your work. Do you find as you're going to your next project musically that, okay, I want this to be more of a topical, political kind of vibe in this overall album, or is it really song to song?
Yeah, sometimes you set out to accomplish a certain goal. Like when I accomplished getting the best album, you know, at the Grammys for best rap album, man, I set out when I recorded that, I was like, I want to win a best rap album Grammy. And so I did that. And I think every single album, there's kind of a common goal that I have, and I kind of sit, you know, keep to it and keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's what, I'm a goal setter. So that's a good observation.
Yeah. 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 Well, listen, that's pretty cool to say. I wish that worked for me. I want to do that. And then boom, it happens. That's pretty cool. Are there parallels to acting for you? You're a good actor, and making music in terms of that creative process, and like, what were you able to, you mean, obviously you're a performer and you're a great performer, but, you know, being a great rapper, a musical performer, or a great comedian doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into acting. And what was that like for you to kind of make that jump? And like, what are there any parallels there between the two?
It's a great observation and a good question. Cause you know, as rappers, if you write your own lyrics, you are already doing kind of a sense of acting.
Yeah.
With your videos. And so then it's just taking it another step once you realize and understand the process. But of course, it is a lot harder. I don't want to take away from anybody in that field, because it's you, in order to perfect the craft, you have to just do that. You have to study it. And so it's a good transition, but it's definitely difficult to dive fully and immerse yourself into being an actor as opposed to just being a entertainer when it comes to the music end.
Well, I mean, I feel like when I watch you, you're not just playing ludicrous. Like, you really are the character, and you bring sort of some nice comedic moments to it too, but they're not forced. I think you really have a gift for it. I think you're really good at it. And,
man, that means the world to me, man. Thanks.
Well, it should. I'm a very important person, so my opinion matters. Don't forget that. Listen, everybody, Karma's World. This is a really important series and a fun series, but it's a great message for kids out there. I got to tell you, man, I don't know, like, if I were 8, 9, 10, 13 years old and had social, I don't want to sound like an old man, but like, the pressure just to, even now as a performer, like, you know, how many followers do I have? Like, I can't imagine what it's like being a kid and having to deal with the pressures of social media. It's way harder, I think, for them than it was for us.
I agree.
You know, but you're doing a good thing here, man. Karma's World, it's on Netflix now. There's also some great material on it on YouTube. And this has been Ludacris. Great to have you on, and love to have you back when you're promoting your next project and talk some more.
Thank you so much, man. Great interview.
All right, there you go. Really great guy. I love talking to people that who do something that I can't do at all, which is, you know, make music and get a window into their world and how they do things. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, check out the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter pages. We've got a whole bunch of videos and memes and stuff we've been posting. So check it out. And we'll see you guys next week.